We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Hall of Fame coaches Ron Davies and Doug Sarver. We'll get you the most current and up-to-date scores at all the key high school football games in the area. Just got a text. I want to thank Greg for sending this over. It is Hartford, 53, Port Washington, 7. Hartford might be the real deal.
Sure sounds like it.
And that's another team that's on that bubble of D1, D2. So, you know, you don't know really. A lot of teams will say, I'd rather be in D1 this year with some of the D2 teams that are out there.
I would agree with that, I think. That D2, man, is loaded. It's loaded. Hey, let's get to a line one if we can. Nate George is at the Milwaukee Lutheran Pewaukee game. Hey, Nate, give us an update.
With 4 minutes left, it's now 14-14.
Wow.
Just a few minutes ago, Milwaukee Lutheran quarterback Danny Perzok threw a 68-yard touchdown pass while running for his life on a 3rd-and-25 play. Hit a guy that stuck behind everybody wide open. Pewaukee just pulled a gutsy move, went for 4th-and-3 on their own on the 50-yard line, and just made it by the tip of the ball to keep their drive going. We're at about 3.5 minutes now. Pewaukee's got the ball about the 32-yard line, and they got a kicker that can make these field goals from this distance right now.
And Milwaukee Lutheran had to make a 2-point conversion to tie the game, didn't they?
They did, and Milwaukee Lutheran, their special teams is what's costing them being in the lead of this game. They have not kicked the ball off deep. I know Pewaukee's got good return guys back there, but they've onside kicked every time. They've not tried any field goals or anything, so the lack of special teams in the kicking department's not really helping them.
Nate George, keep us up to date on that one, please. Thanks. Let's get to line two. Austin, he's at the Hamilton Menominee Falls game. Austin, give us an update.
Well, Mike, I've moved away from the student section.
Thank you.
So you can hear me better.
Yep.
It is 39-17 Menominee Falls. Tamir Thomas had a 45-yard touchdown run, which is his fourth of the game. And Hamilton just turned the ball over. So Menominee Falls is going to take over about 10.5 minutes to go in the fourth. I think Hamilton's run almost exclusively empty set tonight, and it's just not quite working. So they've got a steep hill to climb, and looks like Menominee Falls is going to plow ahead here.
Wait, Austin, thank you very much. That means Hamilton will not get in this year's playoffs. Let's get to line three, Waukesha North Catholic Memorial. Jerry Boltman. Jerry, give us an update.
Yes, Mike, we're down to 9 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the game. The score now, Mike, is Catholic Memorial 42, Waukesha North 14. On the last play of the third quarter, or right before it, Memorial had a player that was ejected, and they were backed up deep in their own offensive territory. They fumbled, and Waukesha North got a running touchdown. That gave them the 14 points, Mike. So we're at 9:14 remaining in the game, Mike. Catholic Memorial 42, Waukesha North 14, and on North, most of the starters are still playing. Memorial mostly second and third string.
Hey Jerry, are you able to identify that player that got kicked out, ejected? Is that a starter for Catholic Memorial?
No, it was not. Jalen Harris was ejected. I don't know the reason. There was some heated discussion by the coach of Waukesha North with the officials because they called the penalty and ejected the player, but they did not walk off any yardage. So finally, after several minutes of discussion, they walked off the yardage, and then Memorial fumbled. North recovered, and they got a touchdown.
Yeah, but, just so our listeners know.
They did an onside kick, and they got the onside kick, but Catholic Memorial defense held them. They did the onside kick and recovered it 50-yard line, Waukesha North. So it's, they got all stops going out, but score is not in their favor right now.
Just so our listeners know that if you get ejected in the last game in week 9, you're out for the entire playoffs. It's not just
a
1 week.
Not a starter.
Right.
He's not a starter on the team. No.
Okay.
Jerry, thank you very much. We got to get to line 2 if we can. Jason Pittman is at the Kewaskum Rippon game. Jason, give us an update.
It's 14-14. Rippon has the ball at the Kewaskum 10-yard line. 1.3 seconds to go. Grant Snyder on for the 27-yard field goal attempt. He missed a 32-yarder a couple minutes ago. If it's okay, I'll just stay with you here.
You bet.
And Kewaskum's taking their last timeout. Rippon is out of timeouts. So I don't know if you want to stay with me or not.
Hey, Jason, we're going to put you on hold and get right back to you. Let's get to line 1. Mark Neeson, he's at the Arrowhead Kettle Moraine game. Mark, give us an update.
About 6 minutes left. It's Arrowhead 13, Kettle Moraine 7. Kettle Moraine now has the ball and driving, guys.
Thank you very much. Let's get back to Jason on line 2. So timeout, Rippon's kicking out. How long is the field goal, Jason?
The ball's at the 10-yard line, so it should be a 27-yard kick. Actually, they had the tee at the 18, so it'll be a 28-yard kick.
Boy, I'll tell you what. And this young man had missed one a little bit earlier, you said?
Yes, he did. A 32-yarder. He hit it poorly and never had a chance.
Well, we're going to stay with you on this one, Jason.
All right. Teams are back on the field. Lions are down.
Never know with the high school field goal, boys.
Here we go. The snap, it's down, kick is up, and it is good. Rippon wins 17-14.
Boy, that is an upset. That it definitely is. Jason Pittman, thank you very much. 17-14, last-second field goal. Rippon beats Kewaskum. Let's get to Mike Bush. He's at the Waukesha West McGuanago game. Mike Bush, give us an update.
Yeah, that sounded like an exciting football game, but I think I can top that. We got Waukesha West 31, McGuanago 28. McGuanago's driving. I'm going to try and keep following the team down the field here. Waukesha West must have had a blown coverage on McGuanago's score to the running back, Max Brown, number 3, a junior running back. He went like 6 yards. He was so wide open. It was, oh, my goodness, Waukesha West just intercepted McGuanago. 3 minutes to go in this game. Anyway, Max Brown from McGuanago scored that touchdown when they get the masses. The refs are changing their call, if you can hear it here. Holy smokes. The extra point was made from McGuanago, Sam Sonnenberg. That young man can kick as well. That made it 28-28. And then Eric Leggett, again, for Waukesha West, on the next possession, kicks a 37-yard field goal. I believe that's his third one tonight. I got to see who's got the ball here. Anyway, 31, Waukesha West, 31, McGuanago, 28. There's 3 minutes to go. Oh, they gave it back to McGuanago. They're on the 1-yard line. Oh! They scored. They scored. Holy smokes. Can I call you back?
Yeah, you got it, Mikey. Thank you very much. Give us a call back.
Hey, and Bushy.
Hey, Ron, you don't – Mike is just the best.
I know. He really gets into it, doesn't he? He loves it.
Yeah, he really does, and he's been to some really good games. And he's the kind of guy – Ron, it doesn't matter where I ask him to go. I can ask him to go. I sent him up, I think, to Fondy for the Franklin game. He's gone to Hurley now. He's gone to Hurley.
Wow.
He's only gone to Hurley because he's got family and he's going up there for. But he'll go cover the midgets for us. He'll go up there and he'll send me pictures and, you know, he'll call right in and Hurley's playing whoever and the midgets are down 14-0. Doesn't look like a good night for these boys. And he just, he's been with me since the first year. And we started talking about it last week, and he said, man, you remember this game? He was at the Wisconsin-Lutheran-Oconomowoc game.
At 84-81
or
something?
Yeah, it just ended last week, by the way. You know, one of those games. And he said, man, you send me – you send me to great games, and he has fun doing it. Guys, let's get to a break. On the side of the break, we'll get Mike Bush back, and we'll talk to a number of coaches before they get in the locker room or on the bus. This is the Wendy's. Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We are presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. We're going to get to, let's go to line one real quick. Nate George is at the Milwaukee Lutheran Pewaukee game. Nate, give us an update.
Oh, Mike, it's 21-14 with 37 seconds to go. Chris Johnson punched the ball in from the two-yard line to get Pewaukee 21-0 lead. Pewaukee just got the ball back. Elliot Miller, who's having a fantastic senior year, I think he had him in the studio with the baseball team back in the spring. Just intercepted a pass on third down. Nice interception to steal the game for Pewaukee.
Nate George, thank you very much. Let's get to line five. Our first coach of the night, he is the head football coach at Wisconsin. Coach Radu, congratulations. You're going to the playoffs. Well done.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Man, good win for you guys tonight. Knowing what everything that was on the line, you got to feel pretty good about the way your boys came out and played.
Yeah, I'm really happy with our effort tonight. It was solid. We've been banged up really bad for the last 3 weeks. We got a couple guys back tonight, which helped, but we're still a little banged up.
So, Coach, how do you handle this tonight? Do you just go home and do what you do after a game and wake up early and then take a look, or do you stay up late? How are you going to do this?
Well, I'm getting a little older now, so I go to bed a little earlier. I usually stay up to about 12, 12:30. If I don't know, I get up at 7 anyway. So,
hey, just so you know, they had a problem with the lights at the New Berlin Eisenhower game. That game, I don't know if they've started the second half. And Doug Sarver and Ron Davies sitting in the studio with me, and Doug made a good point. He said, look, they can't get going up at Stevens Point until these games are done. That one is just about to kick off for the second half, which may push everything back a little bit.
Yeah, it could. Whenever it comes out, that'll be fine. You know, we'll adjust and let our kids know and start breaking film down and get ready to go.
You're a good man, Coach. Congratulations. Good win.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You got it. Head football coach at Wisconsin Lutheran. Let's get to line two. Mike Bush. He's at the Waukesha West Mequonago game. All kinds of stuff going on over there. Bushy, what's up?
I apologize for my last report. Right now it's Mequonago 34, Waukesha West 31. That jump ball, I'm on the other end of the field. That was in the end zone. And all of the people sit on the same set of bleachers out here in Mequonago. There's got to be over 1,000 people here. Mequonago thought they had the ball. Waukesha West thought they had the ball. So the place is just going absolutely bonkers. It ended up, the referees gave it to Mequonago. Okay, the score was 28-31. So Mequonago gets the 6 points. That puts it 34-31. And they line up for the extra point. The extra point was blocked. Waukesha West blocked it. The place is just going bonkers out here. It's 1 minute and 58 seconds to go. Mequonago 34, Waukesha West. But where are they on? They're right in front of me. They're on the 26-yard line, Waukesha West, and they got a really good kicker. This is gonna be a storybook. Really good ending, guys.
Mikey, thank you very much. Yeah. Right now, 34-31, Mequonago over Waukesha West. Let's get to line six if we can. Alex, he is Alex and Zoli. He's at the Racine Park Kenosha Bradford game. Alex, give us an update.
Matt, Bradford's in total blowout mode now. It is 30-0 with 9:14 left in the fourth quarter. Sage Terrell jumps around and picks off the quarterback pass from Racine Park. That's his second interception of the day, and this one he takes it to the house all the way about 50 yards for a touchdown. He is the season finale Zenzola game ball winner tonight. 30-0 Bradford with about 9 minutes left to go.
Alex, this is Ron Davies. Will you be sure and congratulate Troy Bowell for me? I've been trying to get a hold of him for a long time. He played for me back in 1983, but congratulations. And I think, will this get Bradford in the playoffs now, most likely?
Well, I mean, it all depends from what I'm hearing. Winning tonight will certainly give them a chance at least, so we'll have to wait and see.
Right, they'll be 3-4 in the league now.
Right, at least I think they got a chance to get in. Alex, I know you're not going to be able to be with us next week. I appreciate all your work this year.
Yeah, you bet. It's always a blast, Mac. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. That's Alex and Zola. A couple other scores, guys. I believe Marquette over West Ellis Hill, 48-7. Fond du Lac won 45-21.
Appleton North?
Yes.
No. Was that Appleton North?
I believe so. Yeah, let me look at that.
I think you're right, because Appleton, no, I'm not sure.
Well, we're going to look that up. As we do, let's get to line one. Jerry Boltman's at the Waukesha North Catholic Memorial game. Jerry, give us an update.
Yes, Mike, we're down to 6 minutes remaining in the game. Score is Catholic Memorial 49, Waukesha North 17. On their last touchdown, Catholic Memorial, with 8 minutes remaining in the game, there was a 32-yard flea-flicker-type end-around by Alex Ochsner. Some of the starters from Catholic Memorial did come back in the game after Waukesha North had scored a touchdown. He put some of the starters back in, and Ochsner ran a 32-yard end-around, and conversion was good. I did confirm that player that I told you a player was ejected. He is a starter on the defense for Catholic Memorial.
Oh, he is.
The play was, from what I saw, Mike, he punched somebody in the helmet. After the whistle, the play was blown dead. So ref threw the flag, and he was out of the game right away.
Yeah, Final Act beat Nina tonight, by the way. Jerry, thank you very much. And so, Doug, that means so this young man is out for –
the rest of the year. If you're out on ejection or suspension going into the playoffs, I'm pretty sure that it's the entire tournament series.
Oh my goodness, that's a starter for Catholic Memorial. And you know, yes, these kids and Doug, we had this conversation in the conference room before about keeping your cool, right? About, you know, just playing football, making sure the coaching staff that you guys doing the same thing. You don't want to lose a kid, especially a starter on the defense at Catholic Memorial, for the rest of the year. But that's what's going to happen.
That's what it looks like. There is, you know, when you have other kind of code violations and things like that, that also comes into play. So one of them is for the rest of the tournament series. The other one might just be the next week's game.
Right.
So we got to make sure we
confirm that. Yeah, we'll make sure on that. Yeah, and there's certainly ways, I think, that depending on why he got thrown out, right?
Correct.
I mean, if he threw a punch, there's some things that WI doesn't play much with.
No, WI is not going to change it. Well, who can change it are the referees.
Right.
They can take it back.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah, that would, you'd not feel very good for that kid or that program. You know, and you try as a coach to tell these kids, look, it's more than just about you. The actions that you have are going to cause the rest of the team to suffer, so you need to be careful with that. Let's get to line one if we can. Don with Chili's is at the Germantown-Brookfield East game. Don, give us an update.
Guys, Connor Leffler with an 18-yard touchdown reception for Germantown. So with 2:41 to go in the game, Brookfield East on top still 24-17 as Germantown tries to make it interesting here down the stretch.
Hey, obviously Brooke East is getting the ball now?
Yeah, we're getting ready for the kickoff here, Mike. Germantown will be kicking off here shortly.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be onside.
We're setting up that way, so we'll wait and see what happens here.
Hey, Don, let us put you on hold for a second, come back and see if they get that ball. Let's get to line two. Let's see if this game has gotten started the second half. Tyler Peters at the Greenfield Ike game. Tyler, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, we're just beginning the fourth quarter, and it's still 7-0 Eisenhower and Greenfield. So Eisenhower was able to improvise, got a couple of portable light towers in to replace one malfunctioning light tower. So we are actually playing with a full field. And what happened in that third quarter was essentially a defensive struggle. Eli Holke, who had a very good first half, struggling in the second half. He fumbled the ball, and Greenfield was able to recover. And then they were able to make it all the way to inside the Eisenhower 20. One of the big plays there was Chris Lopez on a 33-yard keeper on a fourth-down attempt. Their 35-yard field goal was missed. Eisenhower then drove the ball all the way down to try a 38-yard field goal. They actually made two third-and-long conversions, and they missed their 38-yard field goal. So now Greenfield has the ball at their own 24, just beginning the fourth quarter, rather. And it's still Eisenhower 7, Greenfield nothing. Greenfield fighting to stay alive in the playoff hunt.
Man, awesome. Hey, Tyler, thank you. Let's get to line one. Don with Chili's. He's at the Germantown-Brookfield East game. Did Germantown go onside?
They went onside, Mike. Brookfield East will recover. So we got 2:33 to go. We have a timeout taken by Germantown here. Again, 24-17. 2:33 remaining.
Don, thank you very much. Boys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll talk to a number of coaches again before they get to the locker room or they get on the bus. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. I'm Mike McGivern alongside two Hall of Fame coaches, Ron Davies and Doug Sarver. Let's get out to line three. Mike Bush been at a great game. Waukesha West and Maguanago. Mike Bush, give us an update.
Unbelievable, incredible high school football game. Waukesha West, 38. Maguanago, 34. Maguanago just threw an interception. Waukesha West, I hope, is going to go into victory formation here. Waukesha West quarterback Brooks Blunt from 18 yards out on a 3rd and 10 on the Maguanago 18. And I can't tell you what happened. There was so much crisscrossing, zigzagging, and he came right at me. I had to run the heck out of the way. I was standing right by the pylon, and what an incredible football game. Yeah, they're going to take a kneel here. There's 15 seconds to go. That's the last play of the game. That's going to be the final score. Waukesha West, 38. Maguanago, 34. That's one of those games. No team lost this football game. They just ran out of time.
Hey,
absolutely incredible high school football game.
Hey, Mike, I got a question. You have seen Waterford twice this year.
Yeah.
And, Waterford is going to be in with Waukesha West, I think. I think they're going to be together. Your thought, Waterford against Waukesha West, if that happens, level two, level three, your thought on which team, and you've seen eyeball to eyeball, which team do you like?
Well, I got to get away from the band here. Being on the radio and everything,
Hey, Mike, before you answer, let me give you the Waterford score tonight.
Hey, Mike Bush, hold on a second.
Let me give you the Waterford score, then it'll help you with your answer.
Okay.
The Lake Geneva Badgers, 17, Waterford, 7.
No.
Wow, that is a surprise.
Oh.
That is what is posted on Wiz Sports.
Oh, well, that's going to throw some things into it.
Oh, and that gets Badger in the playoffs, I think, too.
Badger in the playoffs, and Waterford no longer an undefeated conference champion. So they don't have to automatically get a one anymore. They may send them this way against the Woodland now. Oh, my goodness. Does that throw a wrench into this thing?
That's a surprising score. So,
hey, Mike Bush, now that you know Badger beat Waterford tonight, do you want to change your answer at all?
You know what? I'm not going to. Hensler's, as we all know, Badger's a good football team. Their record, they seesaw a lot. I covered them a couple times, too. They're good. They're always ready to play football. It surprises me, yes, but I think Adam Bach and Waterford, I just think you woke up a giant or poked a bear, so whatever you want to call it. I'm going to still go with Waterford, and it would be similar to tonight's game. Waterford runs the heck out of the football like Maguanago. I still like Waterford over Maguanago. Waukesha West, well... That says it all right there. They're an excellent football team. If I was a betting man, I'm still going to stick with Waterford. I really am.
Wow. I'll tell you what, that quarterback from Waukesha West, Blount is really good.
Yeah, this Blount, he's the real deal. They looked really good tonight. I mean, they did look really good. They deserve to win the football game. But you got to give Maguanago a whole ton of credit. They came to play, and they did. Like I said, they just ran out of time. I'm sure they would have scored again. It was an excellent, excellent football game.
Mikey, we'd love to get Steve Rux on.
Yeah, I'm going to go try right now. Yep.
You got it. Hey, guys, let's get to line four. Head football coach of Menominee Falls, Dan Lutz. He is a conference champion. Hey, Dan, Mike McGivern, Ron Davies, and Doug Sarver, congratulations. Good win tonight.
Thanks. I couldn't be proud of our kids and our coaches and our entire program. John came out, man. Sussex State did a nice job. Gave us a whole different look. They came out smoking, but we stayed the course and came out in the end.
Hey, Dan, I talked about this with the two Hall of Fame coaches in here about your decision against Waukesha West. And you know what? You told me in studio our number one goal was to win this conference. And you guys did that. You shared it, but you're conference champions. And you know what? It looking back, that was a good decision for you.
I appreciate that, Mike. Yeah, I mean, tough decision, you know, but I always got to think about what's best for our program. And we did want to win our conference. That was our main goal. And
yep.
Well, we achieved that goal tonight, so I couldn't be prouder.
Boy, so, Dan, what happens for you tonight? And I've asked other coaches, are you going to get to bed and wake up early? Are you going to stay up? What are you thinking?
Oh, no, you know what? We haven't won a conference championship here for a long time. So I'm going to celebrate tonight. And I'll deal with it in the morning when I get up.
Man, you know what? That you are a man after my own heart right there. You know what? I'll tell you what, Dan, this has been an unbelievable year for you. And I congratulate you. We've talked to you a lot of Fridays. And I had your boys in studio and had a great time hanging out with you guys. And I was honest about it. I said, look, I don't know if I agreed with that decision until I talked to Dan, until I talked to those players who didn't completely buy in the first time they heard they were going to sit too. But you know what? You guys, you may have played a little rusty against Tulsa West, but getting back in gear ready to go at this point.
Yeah, and all the, you know, looking back, all the injuries we had, this was the key. I had two-way guys that were really hurt. And it paid off for us, and it was a good decision. I do it again. Even with all this stuff, I do it again.
Well, go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad that, you know, again, anybody who would criticize a decision like that, I don't think they quite understand the situation at all. It was a good decision, and great season, great one tonight.
I appreciate it coming from you, Coach. That means a lot to me, and thank you very much for that.
And you've got you're pretty healthy going into the week one playoff game.
Yeah, we came out of this pretty healthy, so I think we're good to go. We actually found another kicker.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Make me like 80 years old. You know what I mean, well, so, we found another kicker. I think we'll be better in that department next week.
No, Dan, I'm 80 years old.
Close.
Yeah. Hey, last thing, Dan, I got to tell you, and we got another coach that we're going to get to in a second. But you know, when you play a rivalry game like Sussex Hamilton and Menominee Falls, and I know the amount of respect that you have for John D'Amato and that staff at Sussex Hamilton, but boy, I don't know if it gets much sweeter than this.
Oh yeah, I love John. John's a friend, and but it does get sweet. You know, after last week, you know, it was a heartbreaking loss, losing in the last 3 seconds, but I was proud of our kids turning it around and getting going and getting on the right path. And now I just told him tonight, you know, the journey is just still beginning for us. So we're looking ahead, man. We're fired up.
Hey, Dan, thank you. Congratulations. Be careful out there. If you need a ride home, you give me a call.
That's what my wife's for.
That's awesome. Well, if she's sleeping, you call me. Dan Lutz, head coach, Menominee Falls. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Let's get to line three if we can. Head football coach in New Berlin West, Ben Chosick. Hey, coach, congratulations. I heard you guys ran for about 2,000 yards tonight. Hey, Ben.
Thanks, Mike. I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing you right now.
Hey, I heard you guys ran for about 2,000 yards tonight or something. You guys ran.
You know, the kids did a great job. We had the running game going, especially early in the game. We were able to get some kids in the open field and made some big plays.
Hey, Ben, same question I've had for everybody else. So what is this night then for you? Do you go home, try to get some sleep, and then get up early? Are you going to pull the Dan Lutz and maybe stay up all night? What are you thinking?
I'm definitely not staying up all night. I'll stay up for a while, see if they come out. All the work's going to be tomorrow anyway, so try and get some rest and be ready for the meeting and then preparing for a strong opponent next week.
Ben, this is Ron Davies. Boy, you've sure done a nice job with that program at New Berlin West, so great win tonight, but great season also.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, Ben, congrats, too, from Doug Sarver. I don't know if you're aware, but Eisenhower had a little bit of a delay with some light issues at their game, so that game is going to finish a little later than everybody else and might put your bracket divisions a little bit behind.
Hey, by the way, hey, Ben, you know what? Their lights went out, and somehow they got some portable lights over to Eisenhower to light up the field and got it going again. You boys in New Berlin know how to get it done.
Hey, just give us a problem, we'll fix it.
Yeah, that a boy. Yeah. Hey, Ben, congratulations. I look forward to hearing from you. Would you do me a favor when you're leaving the seating tomorrow, seating meeting, could you text me who got what seed?
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date.
Beautiful. Ben Chassa, thank you very much. Line four. Man, he's going to be exhausted. Coach Steve Rux, what a game tonight at Maguanago. Coach, congratulations, man. That was a heck of a high school football game. Hey, Steve, are you there? Steve Rux, are you there?
My stuff is right over there. Can you put this by my stuff at the end?
Hey, Coach Rux?
Yes.
Yeah, Mike McGivern, Ron Davies, Doug Sarver. Mike Bush said one of the greatest high school football games he has seen in a long time.
Hey, Mike, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Hey, can you got me now, Coach?
Yeah, I got you, but I could barely hear him.
Okay, you know what? Hey, Coach, let me talk louder. Our guy out on the sideline said it was one of the greatest high school football games he has seen in a very long time.
It's up all the way. You there, Michael?
Yeah, Mikey, I'm here.
Yeah, one second.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Mike? Yeah, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. I've got Ron Davies, Doug Sarver in studio. Mike Bush said one of the greatest high school football games he has seen in a long time. Congratulations. That was a good game.
Thank you very much. It was a heck of a ball game. Maguanago is a great football team, and we really struggled stopping them, but they couldn't stop us either. And you know, we just had a little bit, a couple more plays than they did right at the very end.
Hey, Coach, 38-34 final against Maguanago, and Blount had a big game tonight.
Say again?
Your quarterback, Blount, had an awfully big game tonight.
Yeah, you know, Brooks has had a really great season. He's really the best quarterback that we've ever had, and tonight he really showed it. We knew we had to throw it and be able to spread the ball around and run it some. And right at the end, he scored with his legs, you know. So we were in an empty set, and he had some room, and he took it to the end zone. So it was really an exciting victory for our kids and our program. It's really a tough place to play over here in Maguanago, and they're a great football team. You know, Coach Ganeva has really done a great job with this program.
Hey, Steve, just to let you know, last we heard, Lake Geneva Badger did beat Waterford tonight.
Say again?
It looks like Lake Geneva Badger did upset Waterford tonight.
Yeah, I had heard that.
Yeah, that's going to throw a couple wrenches in that Division II stuff. So, hey, listen, I know you're having a hard time hearing us. Good luck. Thank you so much. Have fun at your CD meeting tomorrow, and good luck in the playoffs, Steve.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Let's get to line three. I am Mike McGivern alongside Ron Davies and Doug Sarver, joined by the head football coach at Catholic Memorial, Bill Young.
One of my all-time favorites, Mike.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill. Mike McGivern, Ron Davies is back in studio with me alongside Doug Sarver. Congratulations. Good win tonight.
Mike.
Yeah, hey, Bill, how you doing?
Okay, yeah, I just lost you for a second.
That's okay. Hey, I'm sitting in studio. Ron Davies is back in studio with me alongside Doug Sarver, and Ron is very happy to say hello to you. Good win tonight, Bill.
Yeah, you know what? Our kids came out. You know, we had a 35-point clock running, and, you know, we hung like 42 in the first half, and, you know, we had a bunch of freshmen on a kick coverage, and DK, Shimmery DK housed one on us. But, you know, our kids really wanted to come out and, you know, get off to a good start. And I was really pleased how we played defensively and offensively. Fox is really good. Our offensive line really dominated. And Tommy Schmitzer and Obi Allen did a great job. And then defensively, our kids played really tough. And then, you know, how these games have changed so much over the years, everybody's chucking a ball like crazy, but it is what it is, you know. But, yeah, Ron Davies and Doug Sarver, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and talking with you sometime down the road.
Yeah, well, we'll be following you in the playoffs, Bill. Just another great year, and I don't know how you do it, and you get younger every year instead of older like me. I don't know how you do it.
That's for sure.
You know, a big lift for us, you know, we were 3-0, and we played Cam, and then Joe Sickman went down, and he actually started the game tonight, probably had six catches. So, you know, we were basically at full goal, you know, after a season in the Classic Eight. And, you know, I'm really proud of our kids and, you know, our coaching staff, Mike Kinnatator, my DC, and, Nick Vitale, my offensive coordinator, and Matt Bergen, my special teams coach. They all were done a great job with their kids this year.
Hey, Billy, we talked last spring during the football-only conference deal, and we talked about your enrollment at Catholic Memorial was dropping, and it's kind of put you in a situation where you're on the bubble of 3-4, and kind of what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know, I mean, I bet $1 million that we're going to be D3, but you know, we're at 589 right now, but last year we were at 606. So, you know, the bottom line is where they're going to put us. We're going to work extremely hard to be dialed in for that first game, and now it's about better play well each week or a lot of tears and return into your equipment. So, you know, we got a schedule we stick to, and then hopefully we'll, you know, be able to make a run. That's all I was focused on every year.
Hey, Bill, when you were in studio, you said, look, this Fox kid might be one of the best quarterbacks we've had at Catholic Memorial. Well, he set a record tonight with most touchdown passes. And this is a kid that, look, you have talked so highly of him and his family that you got to be awfully happy for him.
Yeah, you know what? You know, I've been blessed to coach his dad, you know, Dr. Chris Fox, and then Pete. He's an attorney, you know, Fox and Fox. And then his other brother, Paul, played for me. And then Doc Fox was, you know, our team doctor for 20 years. And that's the closest family that I've ever been associated with at Memorial. And I've had blessings to be with some great people at Memorial. And it's just an honor to be part of the, you know, the family of Catholic Memorial, because we got some great parents and great kids, and I've been really blessed and, you know, excited about, you know, the chances making a run right now.
Bill Young, congratulations. I'm not even going to ask you what you're going to do tonight. I've been asking these other
You'll
coaches.
Be watching film in an hour.
Yeah, you do whatever Bill Young does after a good win on Friday night, Coach.
All right, Michael.
Congratulations, Billy.
Thanks,
bro.
Congrats. Have a good night, man.
You got it. That's Bill Young. We got to get to these two guys. They've been on hold a long time. Mark is at the Arrowhead Kettle Moraine game. Hey, Mark, give us a quick update.
I've got the winning coach of Kettle Moraine here.
Oh, my goodness.
They're in.
Kettle Moraine, what was the final?
14-13.
Man, congratulations. Oh, Coach, did you score right at the end?
We did, yeah, like 8.7-ish seconds left, I think. They got two plays off after the kickoff and tried a bomb for a field goal, and they have a really good kicker, so we were nervous, but it fell short.
Boy, oh boy, that gets you in the playoffs, Coach.
It does, yeah. It was huge for the community, and obviously the kids and us, as getting in the playoffs was our goal, so we're very, very excited.
Boy, oh boy. Coach, are you going to stay up all night, or are you going to go to bed and then get up and figure out where you're at?
Staying up for sure. There's no doubt about it.
You know, all these young guys are staying up. Well, Lutz isn't that young, but he's got a reason for staying up. Coach, congratulations. What a big win. Kettle Moraine, right at the end, gets a win over Arrowhead. Good luck in the playoffs, Coach.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Coach.
Hey, line two, we got to get Tyler really quickly. Tyler, give us a very quick update.
Hey, Mike, 3:15 left in the game, and it's pretty much over now. Eisenhower's now up 21-0. They were able to score two touchdowns off Greenfield interceptions. The first one was Tristan Ulter, the tip interception, and that led to Gabe Seifert hitting Ben Bugel for a 10-yard touchdown pass. And then after another interception, Eli Holke with the dagger to score from 1 yard out, making it 21-0. They have the ball again with 3:15 left in the game. And actually, Greenfield, they kind of figure the season is over. And Omarion Bartlett, who had been down his thyroid issue all year, finally got to see some playing time. But this is going to pretty much put the final nail in for Greenfield's season.
Tyler, thanks a lot for the quick update. Let's get to a break, other side of the break. Other side of the break, we'll get you more scores and figure out some playoff stuff. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed.
Oh, welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz, playing that music. Because it's, man, what a great show this has been, having Coach Davies back.
Well, thank you. It's really great to be back, you guys, Doug and Mike. It's great to be with you.
Hey, man, you when you said, look, I can come back for a week, I said, you got 3 hours? You go, yeah, man, you're rolling. We could do another 2 hours.
I don't know. I might be laying under this. Yeah.
I'll be right with you, Ron.
Man, and you know what? I'll tell you this, Ron, you did great. Man,
thank you.
That seat and that door is always 100% open to you.
I just hope my health allows. I'd love to come in maybe even twice next year if I could make it.
Well, you know what? I got a feeling you're going to be feeling 100%, and it's me and you, man. Batman and Robin.
That sounds
right? We're back. Which one are you, by the way?
I don't know. Whichever one you want me to be.
You're Robin. You are Robin the whole way, man. I got to be Batman.
Youngest, best-looking. Robin's a lot younger than Batman. Oh, that's right.
You got that Kenny Rogers look going now. Yeah. That's what you were told, right?
I was told Gabby Hayes, too, but most people don't know who Gabby Hayes is, so it doesn't matter.
I had no idea. I thought it was some guy from The Grateful Dead or something. That's what I was thinking. So, hey, listen, thank you, Doug. It's always good to see you. Have fun at that the youth football stuff tomorrow. Good luck to you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
7 p.m. kick in Burlington.
In Burlington against 6-0 Burlington. So we've got quite a challenge. We have super kids.
Yeah, you let Benny know that I'm hoping that he plays really well and the team gets a win tomorrow.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah, you bet. This is going to be an interesting night. Doug, what's your prediction? Catholic Memorial 3 or 4?
It depends on us. Any small school upsets up north, but right now I think they're going to be last one in Division III. That's my prediction.
I'm thinking, and I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to say they're the
first one.
Big team in Division IV. You know there's guys like Rick Hoppert and Martin Luther and the guy at Keeler going, man, don't say that, McGivern. We don't want Catholic Memorial anywhere near us in Division IV. But I think what happened with Lake Geneva Badger, right, some of these upsets.
Kettle Moraine?
Yeah, man.
You know, that's Mike Dressler at Keele. Mike's 69 or 70 years old, but he's still going strong, too. Like Billy Young, he's winning like crazy at Keele and enjoying the heck out of it.
He's doing a great job.
You know what? And he wants no part of coming down.
Nothing.
No part. And you know what? Because he's a smarter man than I, he might not come in here and say it, but right now he's going, I want no part of those guys. Ryan, it's great to see you.
Thank you.
Please say hi to Jane for me.
I sure will, and you do the same with Terry.
You got it. Dougie, it's good to see you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for listening. We got one more week, boys. We're going to do level one of the playoffs next week, Friday, and then it looks like the scoreboard show will be done for the year. I'll let you know on that, but next week, my guys that cover games, get ready. Man, we got some good games in level one that we're going to cover. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.